Good morning, brothers and sisters, and welcome to From Guilt to Grace, a mental health podcast for Christians where we learn how to root ourselves in the grace of God in spite of our mental illness. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Mark 4:39. In this story, Jesus and his disciples were on a boat when a great storm appeared. The boat was being tossed around and filled with water. The disciples, of course, were panicking. In our day-to-day lives, stress and anxiety can hit us like a sudden storm. We go from feeling safe to suddenly feeling like we're drowning and being filled with panic. We may find ourselves responding the way the disciples did. We run to Jesus, begging him to save us, and we may even wonder if he even cares. When you find yourself starting to sweat, your heart starts racing, your breaths are short and quick, and you realize you are in an anxiety storm, it can be hard to not start praying in a panic. Now, I'm not about to tell you to stop praying. I'm instead going to offer a way to help still the anxiety storm. There's no medicine or machines required. All we're going to do is a simple breathing exercise. To do this, find a comfortable place to sit. You can also stand or lay down, but I personally prefer sitting. Sit down, relax your body, let your face rest, let yourself slouch, relax your hands. Close your eyes, don't squeeze them shut, but slowly and gently close your eyes. Once you are in a relaxed position, take a deep breath in through your nose. Breathe in for 4 seconds. Hold it for 4 seconds. Then slowly breathe out through your mouth for 4 seconds. Hold again for 4 seconds. Repeat this for 1 to 3 minutes. Do this to help your heart rate to slow down and the sweating to stop. Let a great calm wash over you. Once you've done this, then go to God in prayer. Your anxiety may still be there, but instead of panicking to God, you'll be able to talk with God. I encourage you to try this breathing exercise whenever you start to feel anxious, but also every morning and every night. Start and end your day in a state of calmness and relaxation. Thank you for listening, and I hope that this episode was a blessing to you. Remember, overcoming mental illness is a journey, not a quick fix. Take it step by step and day by day. From Guilt to Grace is not a professional therapy resource and is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or replace mental health professional care and or medical treatments. I am not a licensed mental health professional. I am simply a brother in Christ who is on this journey with you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.